Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi today is Sanhedrin, chapter 5, Mishnah 5 and 6. Im motzu lo zchut. Remember, we're talking about a capital case, and the judges have just taken the witness testimony and begun deliberations. So if they find reason for acquittal, meaning if the majority of the witnesses look like they're going to vote for innocence, patruhu, they go ahead and vote, and they say he's pater, he's found not guilty. Vimlav, but if it looks like there's going to be a majority to convict, ma'avirin dino lemachar, then they actually delay the verdict, the conclusion of the case, until the next day. We mentioned this at the beginning of chapter 4. This is why we couldn't start a capital case on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Now, what would the judges do during this recess, during this delay? Hayu mizdovgin. They would pair off zugot-zugot, two by two. They would basically get a chevrusa. Umimatin b'machal, and they wouldn't eat very much, just the bare minimum. V'lo hayu shotin yayin kol yom. They wouldn't drink any wine or alcohol that entire day. V'nosin v'notnin kol halayla. And they, in their pairs, in their chevruta pairs, they would continue discussing the case to try to find a way to find the accused to be not guilty. And they would continue all night. Well, lemacharat, in the next morning, mashkimin, v'ayin lebeit din, they get up early and come and reconvene the court. Hamizoke omer, someone who argued for acquittal, would say, ani mizoke, umizoke ani bimkomi. I was arguing for innocence yesterday, and I continue arguing for innocence today. Hamechayev omer, someone who thought yesterday he was guilty, would say, ani mechayev, umechayev ani bimkomi. He says, I said mechayev, I said he's guilty, and I continue to say he's guilty. But hamalabet chova, somebody who had argued he was guilty yesterday is allowed to change his mind and now argue for innocence. Someone who said innocent yesterday cannot then change his mind and tilt towards guilty. If the judge wasn't sure what he had said yesterday, then the scribes who are writing down the arguments presented in court yesterday would remind each judge what they were tilting towards at the conclusion of yesterday's deliberations. If they now find he has zchut, that the majority is going to say he is innocent, not guilty, patruhu, they acquit him immediately im lav, but if not, omdim leminyan, they stand up to take a vote. And shnemasor mizakin achadasor mechayvin, if out of this court, remember it's a court of 23, if there's 12 who vote innocent and 11 vote to convict, zakai, he is innocent. There, a majority of one vote is good enough. But shnemasar mechayvin, if 12 vote he's guilty, ve'echad asar mezakin, 11 vote he's innocent, ve'filu echad asar mezakin, ve'echad asar mechayvin, echad amei niyudeya, or you have 11 verse 11 versus one who says he's not sure, afilu esri mishnayim mezakin o mechayvin, ve'echad omer eniyudeya. Even if you have all 22 of them saying not guilty, or all 22 saying guilty, but just one remaining judge says, I don't know, then yosifu adayanim, you need to add more judges to the court. That judge who says, I don't know, it's as if he's not there, so you'd have an even beit din, so you need to add more judges. The Mishnah notes, ad kama b'sifin, how far can you go when you're adding judges? Shnayim shnayim, you add two by two, ad shivim v'echad, until you get to a total of 71. You can't go bigger than 71. Remember, that's the Sanhedrin Gedola, the highest court in Yerushalayim is 71. So they've started with 23, and they've added two by two, and the deadlock continues. So what do they do? Shloshim v'shisha mezakin, if you have 36, say innocent. Shloshim v'chamisha mechayvin, 35, say guilty, zokai. He's innocent. The majority of one vote for innocence. But Shlosha Vashisha Mechayvin, 36 say guilty. Shloshim V'chamisha Mezakin, 35 say not guilty. So now they can't say guilty because remember, in the first paragraph, you need a two-vote majority to find guilty in a capital case. So then Donin Elu Keneged Elu. So the judges start debating with one another. Ad Sheyire Echad Menachayvin Divrei Mezakin, until one of the judges who had voted guilty is willing to change his vote to not guilty. Now, the Rav Bartner brings in the Gemara that really the opposite is also an option, that one of the judges finding not guilty could change his vote also and convict the accused, but the Mishnah would rather not bring that up. But the Gemara does. The Gemara also mentions if there's a complete deadlock and no one's willing to change their vote, then they cannot convict and the accused is freed. Now on to chapter 6, Nigmar Hadin. When the case is concluded, Motzin Oto Lisoklo. They bring the defendant out to stone him, if they found him guilty, of course. Beit Askila Hayachutz Levetin, and the place of stoning was a little outside Beitin, not right next door. Shemar Hotze et Mikolel. You need to take out the Mikolel. Now, the Mikolel was the blaspheme speaker in Vayikra chapter 24, and that's where we learned about skila is the punishment for blasphemy, for God forbid cursing in such a manner, because it says the entire community will stone him. But it says take him out, meaning not right next to the courthouse. But the Mishnah adds that when they took him out, echad omed al petach beitin, one man would stand right outside the door to the court, ve'ad sudorin biado, and he had these big handkerchiefs, like flags almost, in his hands, ve'odam echad rochiv hasus, and there was another man riding on a horse, rochok mimenu, k'deshi rohim, but at a distance where he could see this gentleman with the flags at the door. And we'll see, he's the signal man, because Omer Echad, if one of the judges in the court says, Yesh li lomed alav zchut, I have a reason to find him innocent. Now, it could be even one of the Talmidim, or even someone off the street says, hey, wait, stop the execution. You know, I have witnesses that he didn't do it. Then we would actually stop the execution. Holomenif b'sidar, and he waves the flags, the handkerchiefs, asus rotz mamido, and the guy on the horse runs after the execution party that's going out to the Makom Skila, and they stop it. Va'afilu hu omer, and even if he, the convicted, says himself, Yesh l'lamed alas mischut, I just remembered something, I have a reason, I should be found innocent, then machazunota, we take him back into court. Afilu arba chamisha pa'amim, even 4 or 5 times, uvavod shehe mamash bedrav, as long as there's something substantial that he's talking about. And in the Gemara, they mention, you know, the first 2 times, we'll give him a freebie. Well, you know, even if he has nothing to say, we'll bring him back at least 2 times. Then that 3rd time, you know, he really has to be advancing some sort of argument or saying, I remember there were witnesses there who can acquit me, you know, something like that, something relevant. Matzolo zchut patru, if they find there is a valid reason, they will let him go. Vim lov, but if not, yotze lesokel, then he goes back out to the execution place. Kroz yotze lefonov, but an announcer is going before him, before he gets there. And he's making this loudspeaker announcement, Ish Ploni Ben Ploni Yotzi L'Sokel, we're bringing out so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, to get stoned. Olshe Avar Aveira Ploni, because he did a certain Aveira. We'll see that Skila, later on we'll learn Skila is the execution for things like violating Shabbat. Of course, violating Shabbat if somebody was warned by the witnesses not to do so, and then actively chose to do it anyway. And the announcer adds, Ploni Uploni Adav, and he names the witnesses also. Now, the reason for this is somebody else might have known that those particular witnesses were with them at the time of the alleged aveira, the time of the alleged crime, and therefore they'd be edim zomamin. So someone else might come to court and say, wait, stop the execution. Those witnesses to the murder or the aveira are not valid witnesses. Kol mi sheyodei lo zechut yavav ilamet alav. And anyone who has a reason to acquit this accused, this convicted, please come and tell us right now. Shkoyach zot Chanukah Sameach.